Praise be to God. Our first reading tonight is from the letter of Paul to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 15. Thus reads the word of God. The point is this. The one who sows sparingly will reap sparingly. The one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seeds to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgiving to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ, and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others, while they long for you to pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Eleazar. Our gospel reading is coming from the book of Luke, chapter 17, verse 11 through 19. And it's titled, Jesus Cleanses 10 Lepers. And thus the word reads. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And then he said to him, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. This is the word of the Lord. Praise be to our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to put a tag on this text and use as a subject from which to preach, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. The original Thanksgiving celebration was held in Massachusetts by Pilgrim settlers during their second winter in America, which was in December of 1621. You see, the first winter that they experienced was so treacherous and overwhelming that it killed 44 of the original 102 colonists. At one point, their daily portion of food was down so low that they had 5 kernels of corn apiece. Can you imagine counting out 5 kernels of corn to eat for the day? I don't even know how you split that up to last for the entire day.
Amen. Amen.
I guess one for breakfast, two for lunch, and two for dinner. And yet we complain about what we have. But then an unexpected trading vessel came through, and they exchanged beaver pelts for grain, which provided their severe need. My God. The next summer's crop brought such an abundance of blessings and hope that Governor William Bradford made a decree that December the 13th, 1621, be set aside as a day of prayer and feasting to show their gratitude to God for still being alive. Just like us, we need to show gratitude for still being alive.
Amen. Amen.
Especially during this time in which we live. Over the years, these pilgrims celebrated giving thanks to God's provision by praying and preaching sermons and singing songs of praise, which were all important in the celebration. From that time forward, Thanksgiving has been a day that we celebrate as a day of giving thanks for God for being so gracious and sufficient in providing our every need. Just like Pastor Eleazar said earlier, in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln officially set aside the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to the Almighty God. This year's Thanksgiving seems a little different than usual. Because many of us have lost loved ones to COVID-19, and there are all kinds of travel restrictions, social distancing, and even limitations on the number of guests we're allowed to have in our homes. But one thing should always remain the same. We should always give thanks to God for all the wonderful and magnificent things that we receive, not just at the end of November, but throughout the entire year.
Amen. Amen.
Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we give you thanks now and forevermore. Matter of fact, we can't thank you enough for all that you do. Now it comes time to preach your holy word, so I ask that you speak in me and speak through me. Take my mind to think only your thoughts, and take my mouth to use it as your mouthpiece to declare your holy word. Help us to be mindful of all the great things that you do in our lives, even the small things that we seem to take for granted. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, giving thanks is an honor and a privilege, and no one should have to twist your arm in order for you to simply say thank you on a regular basis. If someone holds the door open for you, how difficult is it to say thank you? It's not difficult at all. But many people refuse to do it. The Bible is filled with commands for us to give thanks to God. And most of the verses give us a reason as to why we should thank God. Give thanks to the Lord for his steadfast love that endures forever. That comes from the book of Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. That's in Psalm 106, 107, and 118. What about Psalm 100 that says, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations? And what about us and how we often say, God is good all the time and all the time?
God is good.
God is good. You see, our thanksgiving always comes with praise. We cannot effectively praise and worship God without being thankful.
Amen.
And so when we look at today's text, we're taught an important lesson on gratitude. We have Jesus who went to Jerusalem, and as he was entering the city, he's met by 10 lepers. Now we have to understand the context of what's going on here. You see, leprosy was the most feared disease of that day. Doesn't that sound familiar to us? Aren't we dealing with one of the most feared diseases of our day?
Amen.
And these men with leprosy didn't know where Jesus was coming from or where he was going. They really didn't care. He could have had an important meeting or an appointment that he was going to and didn't have time for any interruptions. But the lepers, they didn't care. They were so desperate that they would have interrupted him no matter what he had going on.
Amen.
And so there was desperation on their part. But these men also showed humility because they stood far off and away from Jesus. You see, they respected the law because the law demanded that if you had leprosy, you must stand at least 6 feet away from the next person.
Amen.
Doesn't that sound familiar? Aren't we dealing with one of the most feared diseases of our day in which we are advised to stand at least 6 feet away from the next person? But see, on other occasions, when people were seeking healing from leprosy, they simply ignored the law and they burst through the crowds running up on Jesus. But these guys stood off and just cried out for mercy. If you were suffering from leprosy, it meant that you were unclean. And the Jews always connected it to sin. Mm-hmm. And the disease was incurable and often fatal. Doesn't that sound familiar? Mm-hmm. Aren't we dealing with something that is treacherous and can easily be fatal? So these 10 men were looking for a healing as well as forgiveness of sins. And their cry for mercy showed their sincerity and the urgency of their need. Mm-hmm. But Jesus doesn't respond immediately. You see, God doesn't always answer our prayers immediately.
Amen.
Sometimes we need to learn to trust God and obey God a lot more before God responds. And the non-response from God builds up a greater sense of need on our part, which can easily be turned into desperation, just like these 10 men. And then once God answers our prayers, we learn to trust God more and more, because we realize that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would have been swallowed up a long time ago.
Amen.
This forces us to stay on our knees and persevere in prayer day after day after day. It keeps us in the God's presence, keeps us having a deep concentration in prayer, and will provide some of the sweetest, passionate communion and fellowship with God that you have ever experienced in your life.
Amen.
Thank you for inserting that amen, Pastor Eleazar. Because communion and fellowship is what God wants from us. Mm-hmm. So Jesus hears their cry of mercy and gives them one strict command. Go show yourselves to the priest. Show myself to the priest? You mean Pastor Eleazar? Show myself to the priest. Now, remember I said by law they had to keep away at least 6 feet? Well, the law also stated that once someone was healed from leprosy, they were to go to the priest and report that they had been cleansed. And this is where they could be inspected and tested and pronounced healed. But Jesus tells them to go to the priest, but they haven't been healed yet. That doesn't make sense. You see, sometimes God will have you do some things that just don't add up.
Amen.
I mean, sometimes it won't make sense to you or anybody else. And rather than try to figure it out, you just have to do what's commanded of you from God.
Amen.
Because your faith is being tested. This is why after the test, Jesus says, your faith has made you well. Well, you know, Lord, it doesn't make sense to put our nets down over here in the deep. You see, I'm a fisherman by trade, and I know what I'm doing, Lord, and we've been fishing all night long, and we've caught nothing. But because you say so, I'll put our nets down. And lo and behold, they caught so much fish, the boats began to sink, and the nets began to break.
Amen.
You know, Lord, it doesn't make sense to go see a priest when I'm not healed yet, knowing that they're going to test me and inspect me, and what am I going to say when I fail the test, Lord? I don't know. But because you say so, Lord, I'll start walking towards the temple where the priest is.
Amen.
And show myself.
Amen.
Just as you said I should. And lo and behold, they were healed as they started walking away.
Amen.
Because they believed and they obeyed the word from the Lord. Just as we should obey the word of the Lord.
Amen.
They were healed because he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now look at all these men had been through. They have leprosy. There's no cure, often fatal. They've been ostracized, considered unclean, sinful men. They recognized what they needed from the Lord. When they saw the Lord, they showed humility. They obeyed the law. They kept their distance. And then they cried out for the Lord to have mercy on them. And then they persevered when Jesus didn't immediately respond. But when the Lord responded, they believed and they obeyed. All that they had been through. And yet, they were blessed beyond our comprehension.
Yes.
And should have been thankful. Their needs had been met. All of them had been healed. They now just needed to simply give thanks and show appreciation. But only one felt the need and importance to go back and give thanks to the Lord.
Amen to that.
These nine men ran to Jesus in need, and yet they turned their backs on the Lord after getting what they wanted from Christ. Lord, help us. We should never turn our backs on the one who saves us, the one who heals us, the one who blesses us. You know, there are people who have said that COVID-19 was a hoax. And then they got it. And then they asked God for healing. And then God healed them. And then they went right back to their normal life, forgetting to turn and give God thanks.
Amen.
Christ expects us to return to him constantly. Mm-hmm. To return. To glorify, to worship him, to magnify him, to praise him, and to give him thanks. Lord, have mercy.
And
isn't that what the one who came back did? The Bible says he shouted as loud as he could, praising God.
Amen.
And then the Bible says he fell at Jesus' feet and thanked him. That's worshiping the Lord. Mm-hmm. And Jesus says, wait. Wasn't there 10 that were healed? What happened to the other 9? And he said, couldn't the rest of them come back and give praise to God just like this foreigner did? Jesus called him a foreigner because out of the 10, he was the only one noted as a Samaritan. And Samaritans were despised and rejected. But get this, the most despised and rejected one was the only one that was most thankful and gave praise.
Yes. Amen.
He glorified God and he worshiped Jesus. And I love this because it's important for us to understand who we are in Christ Jesus. You can be rejected by society and yet be loved by Jesus.
Amen.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry, pitied every groan. Long as I live, troubles rise.
Amen.
I'll hasten to his throne. Jesus loved him for who he was. It didn't matter that he was a Samaritan. Just like in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
That's the love of Jesus Christ. And that's the love Christ wants us to recognize. We want Jesus to love us, but we have to love Jesus Christ as well. Because Christ is the source of our power and the strength for our life. It's not a one-shot deal. Christ is the source of power and the strength for our life. Thankfulness is necessary in expressing appreciation. Thankfulness is necessary. It's good for us to do.
Amen.
You see, without gratitude, we become so arrogant and self-centered. Did you know that one of the characteristics of the last days is a lack of thanksgiving? According to 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says people will be so ungrateful during these times. And you know, sometimes we see people complaining all the time. And the sad thing is that we can spend so much time at the complaint window that we never see God's goodness. Giving thanks also reminds us of how much we do have, how much we've been blessed with. And when we start thanking God for the things that we usually take for granted, our perspective starts to change. And we realize that we could not even exist without the merciful blessings of God. You see, first of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. That's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Thank you, Lord, for the scripture. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Amen.
That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Thank you, Lord, for the scripture. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Thank you, Lord, for the scripture. You see, we are living in tough times, no doubt. The pandemic has been challenging for everyone. But thank you, God, for seeing us through.
Amen.
You see, we don't thank God for evil. We thank God for sustaining us through it. Mm-hmm. We don't thank God for harm that God didn't cause. But we thank God for giving us strength to endure it.
Amen.
We thank God for the promise that all things work together for the good to those who love God and who are called according to His purpose. We have a choice in this. We can go on with our life, not giving thanks, just like the non-lepers. Or we can be the ones who keep coming back, praising God for everything.
Amen.
There's so much to be thankful for. During our annual Thanksgiving holiday, into the start of Advent, to the Christmas season, and into the next year, and years to come, let us not overlook all that God has done for us, and where God has brought us from, and where God is leading and guiding us to be. You know, every good and perfect thing comes from God.
Amen.
We should be thankful because God is worthy of our thanksgiving. And expressing thankfulness helps us to remember God is still in control.
Amen.
May God continue to find us to be grateful children now and forevermore. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
For His indescribable gift. No language on earth can praise God enough. Mm. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Who His steadfast love endures forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.